Yes, you know, it was supposed to be somebody else here tonight, but, well. In a sense, it doesn't matter who it is. As long as you get the word. I'd like to read from Luke's Gospel 23, page 1262. Verse 39. Now, one of the malefactors, John, other gospel writers call them robbers, so I'll use the word robbers if you don't mind. One of the malefactors who had been hanged spoke in some ways to him, saying, "Art not thou the Christ? Save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost thou too not fear God? Thou art under the same judgment, and we indeed justly, for we receive the just recompense of what we have done, but this man has done nothing amiss." He said to Jesus, "Remember me, Lord, when thou comest in thy kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Verily, I say to thee, today shall it be with me in paradise." I was going to start from verse 40, but no, I thought read 39, because that robber, I'm going to call him a robber, may have been saved. Yes, he spoke in solemnly to Jesus, and he got a word from his mate that he rebuked him. Well, that rebuke may have gone home to his heart, we don't know. God can speak in many ways in the glad tidings. God waits in grace, but it can come to some people as a rebuke. "Dost thou not fear God? Thou who are under the same judgment, we are both sinners, we indeed justly. We are both sinners, we receive the just recompense of what we have done." Both sinners. I was rather impressed when hearing a video, the A, B, C of the gospel. A is admit, B is believe, and C is confess. I think in this man we have it all. I don't mean the first one, I mean the second one. The other, answering, rebuked him. He admitted he was a sinner, told the other chap he was a sinner. He said, "We receive what we deserve." Well, it was a bit much, I thought, a bit harsh. The Romans were harsh, of course. But he said, "We receive what we get." But this man had nothing amiss. He looked to Jesus in faith. Now, who told him that the Lord had a kingdom? That he was the king? Who told him? God. Must have been God. Could have been the Father. Could have been the Spirit. It wasn't the Lord. The Lord didn't say a word. The man who spoke insulted the Lord. The Lord didn't speak back. He accepted the insult. That's what our Saviour is like. He accepts all the insults made against him. He was here in grace. He was here as one who could save this robber. I don't think he rebuked him. He wanted just to say nothing. And I don't know whether this robber came to Christ. Maybe he did. He needed that word of rebuke from his friend, mate. May have gone into his heart. If he repented, as this other one did, said, "We're under the same judgment, we are both sinners, this man has done nothing amiss," if he looked to Jesus in faith, like the second one, he could be saved. Praise the Lord. The Lord can save unlikely persons. The Lord can save anybody. And he was here on the cross, dying for our sins, the sins of the whole world, those who believe on him and those who insulted him. He died for them all. What a wonderful message. And then this man says, nothing amiss. He was perfect. Well, we could have told him that. But this man knew that. How did he get it? Got it from God. Then he says to the Lord, "Remember me, come in your kingdom." How did he know that the Lord had a kingdom? He was a king and would come again. God must have told him again about that. "Just remember me," he said, "though. I don't want a prime minister's place or a posh job in the kingdom. Just remember me when you come in your kingdom." That's faith. He was prepared to leave it all with the Lord. Lord, you do the best for me. I just want to be remembered. He was the first man to receive such a message from the Lord. What did Jesus say to him? Verily, I say to thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Wow. What an answer. Paradise wasn't open to man. Paradise was closed. Mount Sinai was smoke. But God, but the veil of the temple, a few verses afterwards, rent in two. God was coming out in amazing, wonderful grace. God came out to bless. It was rent in two from the top to the bottom. Not from the bottom to the top. It was God coming out in grace to man. We sang, God waits in grace, and he's waiting tonight in grace. If you insult him, well, he'll still wait in grace for the time being. I think the Lord here showed the perfection that was here. He was God, of course, becoming man for us. He might bear our sins. But what a disclosure. And that's where every Christian goes. At the point of death, the Christian goes to paradise with Jesus. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? The Lord opened that secret of Christianity. Christianity was new, completely new, and it is new. It isn't a patch up of the old, it is new. God has opened heaven to man, mankind, that means. God has opened heaven, and the Lord says, with me, well, that's a bonus, with me in paradise. That's where Jesus is, in paradise, and every believer goes to him in paradise. What a wonderful thought that is. This man was a special, you might say. Yes, that's true. But he didn't ask for anything special. He just asked to be remembered. The Lord would surely remember him. The Lord is a king. He'll come back soon as a king to reign in righteousness with his church. But meanwhile, the word goes out to all. Insult us and seek us. God isn't worrying about that. What the grand plan of salvation. The ABC of the gospel. This ABC makes it simple. Well, God has made it as simple as he can. We admit we're sinners. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And this man confessed to the Lord. He said, Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom. That's what the gospel is. Just a recognition. God waits in grace with hands outstretched to bless. Bad news from heaven. Repentance only God requires from man, and faith in Christ, his well-beloved Son. This man expressed his faith. The ABC of the gospel. You admit you're a sinner, you believe in the Lord Jesus, who is the answer, and you confess his name. This man did it all. This man did A, he recognised he was a sinner. B and C, he believed and he confessed the Lord. Lord, he said, Lord, when you come in your kingdom, be with the Lord. The Lord will do the very best for us. Yes, he will indeed. Simple word. Hope it's come through all right. Hope you could hear. But that's the simplicity of the gospel. Simple as ABC? Well, yes, but it's been difficult for God. He spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. But God has made it simple for us. Grace is waiting to serve us. Grace is waiting and will wait till the end of the dispensation, which may not be too long. We live in funny days, we live in odd days, we live in unusual days. Christmas is coming. Somebody says the goose is getting fat. Well, good. This was not Christmas. It wasn't Christmas for the Lord. There was a time when he was born, Bethlehem's manger. But this is the climax of his service on the cross. He wouldn't come down from the cross alive. So he could say to the man on the cross, he didn't come down alive either. Today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Not immediately now, because if you read later on, the whole land was dark, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. that had to be rent, and the Lord had to die a death. John tells us that a soldier came along and pierced his side, and out came blood and water. Mark doesn't tell us that. Mark, the gospel writers are all needed to give a full description of the life of Christ. Even they only give us 18 days. But, never mind. The Lord shed his precious blood. God has said prophetically, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. But the Lord shed his blood. His work was absolute and complete, and available to all. Avail yourself tonight of the gospel. Just repent. Tell God you're a sinner, as this man did. Believe on the Lord. He believed. Didn't he believe? Yes, he believed, all right. He called the Lord, Lord. When you come in your kingdom, the Lord didn't tell him. Somebody told him. God told him. Doesn't matter. You may not know very much. You may be one of those who perhaps insult Christ. I think we've all done that, if we're honest. But doesn't matter. It's available to all. We pray that that robber, who was the first one, may be saved. That's the desire of the heart of all believers. That's the desire of the heart of the Lord Jesus. That's the desire of the heart of God, that all might be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. May you, through repentance, come to know the Saviour tonight and enter into the blessing and joy of Christianity. This is Christianity. Yes, it's new. It wasn't known before. Man wasn't allowed into heaven before. But with Jesus, you are allowed in, given the place there in paradise with him. May all take that up. May all repent and find themselves available to Jesus in the testimony here and later with him in paradise, for his name's sake.
Amen.